Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Billy Liu on March 5th, 1983, by Sue Ellen Chan.
Make a mistake.
No. So you were talking about when you took over CACA as secretary's position, the membership dropped, and it's around 100 or 200 people?
About the same as right now, I think.
Uh-huh. Right now you have about 200.
Yeah, over 200, yeah.
Over 200, yeah. I see. Yeah. What was the membership at that time?
Oh, you mean when I took over?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, about around the same amount.
About
250, I believe.
Yeah, how much do you collect for each
person?
Do you have to pay the due?
Yeah, right. I think it was $15.
Uh-huh.
$5 for a grand, yeah. $5 for a grand lodge and $10 for a local.
Mm.
Yeah. Now is $10 for a grand lodge and $15 for a local.
Oh, I see. So did you mentioned the convention. That was people
from
all
over
the America?
That's right. All the different lodges.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's quite a few lodges.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I think there is about 7 or 8
mm-hmm.
lodges in the different cities.
Uh-huh.
The biggest is San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Then Los Angeles is second.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had lodges in, at one time in Portland,
mm-hmm.
Even Boston,
mm-hmm.
and Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
and Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and San Diego. Portland and San Diego went out of pictures, and Boston went out of pictures.
Uh-huh.
Now we have a lot more. We have Salinas,
mm-hmm.
we have Oakland,
mm-hmm.
we have Sunnyvale, we have still have Chicago, we have Washington, D.C., and New York, Houston, and I think we have one in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
I'm not too sure. There's a couple more others that I had to look up.
So
yeah.
Actually, you have to communicate with all these lodges, or as the secretary, did you have
not the communication with the local lodge, but with the Grand Lodge.
Yeah.
Mostly because we had to pay due to Grand Lodge,
uh-huh.
and the convention is Grand Lodge affair.
Uh-huh.
See, so they circulate among the different cities for the Grand
uh-huh.
Convention,
uh-huh.
which is biannual, every 2 years.
So
in fact, this year we're going to have it in Salinas.
Oh. So how many times did they have a convention in Los Angeles when
I've been
over there at the Garnier Building?
Oh, Garnier Building?
As you remember.
As I remember, about 2 or 3.
Oh. So Los Angeles so was a big lodge.
Yes,
at that time.
Right,
uh-huh.
right.
So how did you join the CACA? And
well, that's a funny thing. Mr. Ho Bing Yuk Ho,
uh-huh.
he was a secretary of CACA.
Uh-huh.
CACA was helping the people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
They have an election precinct down at Macy Street School.
Mm-hmm.
And the workers, they all try to put a Chinese in there because Chinese usually you need somebody to translate.
Mm-hmm.
So in those days, they're not too fussy about having people at the poll to advise the voters.
Mm-hmm.
But now they can't even go near there to talk to the voters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Ho wanted to put somebody down there to help with the precinct.
Uh-huh.
So he was looking for person to do that, and I was available, and also Henry Ong
mm-hmm.
was available.
Mm-hmm.
So both of us were signed up to help the precinct when they have the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. elections. So then after we got the job working with, we were given about, I think, $9 a day fee or something like that, very, very low. And work about 12, 14 hours. Because all those, in those days, the vote had to be hand-counted.
Did you actually also help counting?
Yes, right.
Besides helping
one of the precincts working. So Mr. Ho said, why don't you join CAC? He said, that's why how I joined it.
Oh.
A little over 40 years ago.
That was 1940.
I guess right before World War II, I guess.
Oh, I see.
46
The CACA members were American born.
Yes. CACA membership. The requirement that had to be of age, which is 21, and had to be American citizen. In fact, it had to be American, born in the United States. But later on, American citizen that by paper can join.
I see.
Yeah.
So there were that many American-born citizens then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And but your uncle, your father wasn't able to.
No, my father later become a naturalized citizen, and my mother too.
And your, and
because the law was changed so that you don't need to know English to become a naturalized citizen. After you've been here so many years and before a certain date.
Yeah, you mentioned about the dancing.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Yes.
Were all these members were men, right? There were no
women. No, these people, most of the members don't have family. The American-born ones usually have families.
Okay.
See?
So they will bring
their... Right, they bring their wives and all, yeah.
I see. How about the Zhonghua Weiguan that, did you ever visit upstairs?
Yes,
there?
I visited up there and this Chinese Relief Association, I was helping out there too during the war. So, in fact, I think when I was secretary at one time, for one year. I don't remember one year. when Thomas Wong was president.
That was around World War II or after war?
I think it was after World War II.
Is that when Zhonghua already moved to New Chinatown? Was it still?
No, still up there.
Oh.
Still up there.
I see.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the Zhonghua Weiguan also, about their functions and
Zhonghua Weiguan, my uncle was president for a great number of years, as I told you before. And function actually is the head of the Chinese community. And any dispute among the Tongs and association, Zhonghua would act as an arbitrator. And I can still remember when they come to a compromise as far as the money is concerned, they try to go out and collect the money so that they would be able to pay off whatever arbitration set up for. So many times they would not able to come up with an amount. So my uncle would have to pull out his own pocket. That's why he was poor.
What kind of
the dispute usually is either gambling laws or a fighting over a woman. Maybe a Chinese laundry open right next door to another Chinese laundry, and they don't like the idea, and they try to arbitrate the thing.
Even toward the later years, they still have that kind of case.
Yes, and then they also act as an escrow agent too. If you buy and sell business, they would act as an escrow agent.
I see. Did they handle that all by like a volunteer service, like your
sort
uncle.
Of like that, yeah, right.
When you were president,
I wasn't president. I wasn't president
of
Zhonghua.
Oh, you were
not. Secretary.
Secretary. When you were secretary at that time.
No, that, by that time it all calmed down. No more, not too much of the dispute.
Uh-huh.
So if there is actually the younger people grew up, they would use American courts and American attorneys and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. No so longer need the
Zhonghua. Right.
So then what did Zhonghua do then? If
well, Zhonghua then becomes anti-communist,
uh-huh.
and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
See,
sort of helping Chinese government,
nationalist
government.
Right.
Uh-huh.
To this day, is still doing that.
Uh-huh. But didn't really. How about the like community?
Well, community activity was they had this Chinese Relief Association, which is an offshoot of it. And they have this, these two main festival, you might say, the Moon Festival and the one after that, I don't know what the name was after that, where they collect money for the relief.
China was, Relief?
Yeah, China
uh-huh.
Relief. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And also to act as an official receptionist for all these big wheels from China. I remember Choi Heng Gai, general,
mm-hmm.
came over here. We had
uh-huh.
a big celebration for him.
Uh-huh. And what is your involvement in this China Relief? Did you participate in it?
No, I was writing up the list of the people that donate money
uh-huh.
for the relief.
Uh-huh.
So every month they make up a little mimeograph booklet of all the names, how much they donated.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see. So actually there is a record that shows how many
that's right.
people
yeah,
donate money.
Right, right.
Yeah. What was the year that this General Tai
I don't remember.
Visit?
It was, has to be after World War II.
Was that right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Because he was a hero in the Japanese
uh-huh.
Chinese-Japanese War.
Right,
yeah.
right.
And World War II.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
uh-huh. Okay, and then we talk about the Zhonghua.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sort of sketch out the interior,
interior
of the Zhonghua and the CAC? It's
more like, both of them look about alike.
Uh-huh.
Here's the, where's the, this is a staircase.
Okay.
And door here, door here.
The staircase way goes up to both Zhonghua and the
right,
CAC.
The doorway this and doorway
uh-huh.
here.
Uh-huh.
And I think there is on top of the staircase,
uh-huh.
there's a room over here.
Uh-huh.
This is the secretary's office
okay.
for CAC.
Uh-huh.
And there's a stage here. And a kitchen in here.
Oh, you got a kitchen upstairs.
Yeah, they have a kitchen upstairs. You can cook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think this is occupied Zhonghua.
Uh-huh.
Zhonghua has a stage here too.
Uh-huh.
And then the meeting hall, they have a chair lined up,
uh-huh.
just like that.
Uh-huh.
And a big long conference table here.
Uh-huh.
Same way with CAC, they have a long conference table here.
Uh-huh. I see.
And then chairs on
uh-huh.
the side here.
And stage. And
yeah,
did
the
Zhonghua have a kitchen?
Yeah, they have a kitchen. And in fact, they have a secretary that occupied there all the time, sleep there.
Oh, I see.
Sleep there, and this is a sleeping quarter. There's a kitchen in the back of it.
Oh, I see. That's upstairs.
Yeah. In fact, they had a fire one time.
Mm-hmm.
This attendant or
secretary.
Of the secretary was cooking in there and it started a fire and he
oh.
wasn't there.
Mm.
So I ran up the stair there and being ignorant, opened the door and there was fire crapping up. I should have, you know,
yeah.
Mom, they should have touched the door, see whether there's
right.
any heat or not. See? It was smoking out. See? And I was too dumb too. I was bringing a little fire extinguisher from downstairs, the
mm-hmm.
store, yeah,
uh-huh.
from our store.
Uh-huh.
Try to extinguish fire.
Boy,
yeah, lucky.
damage, lots
yeah,
of damage?
Quite a bit of damage. Probably in those days, probably $2,000 damage. Yeah.
Mm. Did they clean up the building, upstairs buildings or what?
Where the kitchen was.
So it was burned down, and which?
And what they renovated it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they have to rebuild.
Yeah, renovate.
When was
yeah.
that?
When I don't remember
worked,
that either.
When you worked in the Sangwin War.
Yeah, right.
So it was like 40s during the war time.
Mm, I think before that, in the 30s probably.
Oh.
In the 30s.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. So people, they cook there, and then they have, do they have a
yeah, right,
gas stove.
Yeah, restroom. They have, there's a restroom here too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, restroom and kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back.
Mm-hmm. So this really, everything is
complete. Yeah.
Complete.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about CACA. CACA is up here, and then CCBA was
yeah.
up here.
Yeah.
How about the upstairs of these buildings?
The living quarters.
All living quarters.
These people that rent the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they have kitchen the same thing?
Except Ping Gong Tong.
Mm-hmm.
Ping Gong Tong, somehow they have a staircase to go up here.
Uh-huh.
Is it 411?
Ping Gong Tong is on
411
and a half,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, right, this one, yeah.
Oh.
They got some kind of staircase. I don't know why they made a staircase up here. Just like this, they made a staircase go up here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
And did you ever visit Ping Gong Tong?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we did occupy the room across the hall from them.
Uh-huh.
It seemed to me 1 year.
You mean Sangwin War?
No. Ping Gong Tong, right across the hall from Mangan Tong. So I must have been 413.
You mean as a
you live there?
Oh, you live up there.
Because the reason why that was, I think one of my, either my sister died or my brother died when he was young. You know how Chinese is superstitious. So they say,
once you have death in the family.
Yeah, that's right. They don't want to occupy the place.
So you move?
Move and stay a little while and then we went back there again. Yeah.
Ah, I see. So you move upstairs, so 413.
Yeah. I think it's 413.
Ah, I see.
There's another Wong family, that's right. Wong family there.
Uh-huh.
That before Ping Gong Tong occupied that place. Ping Gong Tong wasn't there before.
Uh-huh. I wasn't there before.
Yeah, wasn't there before. They moved from Chinatown,
I think. Uh-huh. I see. So it was Wong family. So these people are either residents or later they move in and they move out.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. So, we're also talking about leasing these places. How did they do it? The family leased from the Chinese?
No, Garnier.
Mm-hmm.
I think the original Garnier's father built a building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his name is.
Which Garnier do you know? Do you know any of the Garnier?
The wife of Peter, I think.
Peter Garnier is the son of
the
builder.
Son of the builder.
Uh-huh. Okay, so did Peter come to
see
you?
Yes, before he died, he came down to collect the rent.
Uh-huh. He was the one collect the rent.
Yeah, and then I think the wife is Narcisse Garnier, N-A-R-C-I-S-S-E, Narcisse.
N-A-R-C-I-S-S-E. Okay.
I think that's her name.
Okay.
there's two brothers.
Uh-huh.
Peter owned the north half.
Uh-huh.
And the other brother, I don't know what his first name is. I mean, I probably know the name before, but I couldn't recollect now because I didn't have any dealing with him.
You say the north part of, north half of the Garnier building or is the, including the Jeanette Bach? The whole Garnier or
no,
just half?
No, half of Garnier building,
oh, okay.
The four store north.
So Peter was the one that collecting
the rent
from you?
Yeah, before he died and then the wife collected.
Mm.
And then, what did they do? When my cousin was After everybody moved out, he was still there. I don't know who. I think the city owned it now.
Uh-huh.
And he was paying rent to the city.
Oh, okay. So the city actually acquired from the Garnier family.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
I guess they acquired it when they built a freeway.
Uh-huh.
I'm not too sure.
Must be around that time,
mm-hmm.
and for that reason.
Yeah.
When did Peter pass away?
Peter Garnier?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. She was collecting rent for quite a long while.
Uh-huh.
Probably in the 20s.
Ah, I see. So he or she would come and collect from
right.
the store.
Right.
And,
right.
Do you remember how much you pay at that time? Like, say, if someone would pay?
I think it went up to, at the most for the two stores, about $100 in it.
Per month?
Yeah, per month, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was less than that before.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Was the Garnier family was pretty close to the Chinese, or besides from collecting rent, did you see him around a lot, except the...
They're Frenchmen,
mm-hmm.
and probably, I suppose they, you know, combing over their own people, and Frenchmen are all around Chinatown, especially around where New Chinatown is now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the French hospital is.
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, right, that's why.
Yeah, why call French hospital? Uh-huh. So I suppose he probably co-mingled with them,
uh-huh.
yeah, socially and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe?
But I remember there in those days we think they're pretty rich, because
mm-hmm.
they drive big cars and dress well. Yeah.
Do you know what the family was doing besides owning
cutting
properties? And
that I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't think I ever knew.
What do you know about the family?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much. I think they have some sons and daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing Peter's son and daughter. I think they had a son and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Were they pretty courteous people?
Yes, they're very, very, very good people, as far as I can see, because they treat us very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come down to collect rent, they sit around and talk for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's not really.
Yeah, not a what they call absentee landlords. No.
So
no.
Most of the Chinese. Did Chinese actually sublet some of these? Buildings, part of the buildings, do you know?
Well, we were leasing.
Mm-hmm.
Every few years there'd be a new lease.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the building were more transient. I don't think they have a lease,
uh-huh.
to tell you the truth. I think it's more like month to month.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that there was the four family association or Wang Ga Gong So would sort of a lease for a couple buildings and then later let their members use it whenever they need it?
No, I doubt that very much.
Uh-huh.
The only lease building that I know of is in Old Chinatown on the Pierce Street, I think.
Uh-huh.
Where the, I think Long Gong was occupying that building.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, not Long Gong, Wei San Tong.
Uh-huh.
They leased the building and then sublet
uh-huh.
to the Sanjay.
Oh, I see.
As
uh-huh.
a rooming house.
Uh-huh. So they were type of a situation.
Yeah, the only Chinese building, I mean Chinese, the building, not Chinese
uh-huh.
building,
uh-huh.
building owned by Chinese in Chinatown
uh-huh.
is the one on North Los Angeles,
uh-huh.
Occupied by, let's see.
You have several here.
Yeah, 510 and 512.
Uh-huh.
That building
the
is a, yeah, right, Dr. Lee.
Is that Dr. Eddie,
Ed Lee's father.
Ed Lee's father?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
right.
Alfred Lee's father.
No,
person.
No,
Ed
no.
Lee. Okay,
Ed Lee and What's the other brother? Also a dentist.
The father was the father dentist or at least?
Unlicensed dentist.
Oh, okay. So, but in the early days,
in fact, he pulled one of my teeth out, there's still a gap there.
he probably learned it somewhere and then he started
practicing in Chinatown. He probably went to a dental school or something like that, maybe.
But didn't have a license. But later, Ed Lee actually had the license and continued the business in the same building, or?
I don't know. You have to ask him. He's still here.
Yes, right. He has the office also on in Chinatown right now, is it on Broadway?
Yeah, that's right, right. Okay. No Broadway. Yeah.
And then the Wong, this is the Wong Kong.
Yeah, Wong Kong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These two
grocery.
Buildings, they Eastern Grocery.
It's actually one building.
Oh, it's
two
one building.
Yeah, and then there's staircase in the middle, and a lot of rooms upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and the dentist occupy one of them.
Uh-huh.
But the others are also people that are renting from
mm-hmm.
it. And that building is owned by a corporation, and so owned by Chinese.
What kind of corporation?
Corporation name is Hop Hing Company.
Mm-hmm. Is that connected to the Hop Hing Kong?
No.
Oh.
That's Hop Sing.
Oh, Hop Sing, yeah, okay.
Hop
Hing.
Hop mm-hmm. Hing, and it's a corporation.
Mm-hmm. So, is that like a partnership?
It's a corporation.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle has some shares in it.
Uh-huh.
And Lee Thing,
mm-hmm.
he owned quite a few shares.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think he was the president of the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
But his family disappeared from Los Angeles. I think there's a George Lee that's still around somewhere up in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Thing used to be agent for American President Line
mm-hmm.
when it was called Dollar Steamship
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
before they called it American President Line.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's T-H-I-N-G, I think.
I-N-G.
Thing,
okay.
Yeah, Lee Thing. He was also active in the CAC.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was president one time too.
I see. Mm-hmm. So
anyway, that's the only building that I know of that is owned by a Chinese group.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of them are all leased
mm-hmm.
or rented.
Because
The whole idea is that you don't want to set root here and not able to go back.
Right. Did your father actually purchase any property?
He did, down Long Beach. When the oil story, about Signal Hill and all that, he bought a couple of lots down there, but it never turned out to be oil pumping.
But he was able to purchase them?
Yes, that's before they put that restriction on.
Uh-huh. When did he purchase it? Around?
In fact, probably in the late 1918 or 1919, somewhere around there.
Oh, that was early,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that was early.
Oh, I see.
Before they passed
the law.
Was
that
the
only property he invested
and never had courage to? Yeah, my uncle invested at the same time
uh-huh.
down there.
Uh-huh, I see. How about your uncle besides that? Did your uncle also own other properties?
No. No, except
your uncle probably would like to go more.
Except this cooperation. Yeah.
Do you remember Chen Q Sing, Caroline Chen's father's store? He was an interpreter. Also
he was up in that Hop Sing building too as an officer.
There's one here
is that right?
On the same side of here that. This is a very old picture. It's before your time, I think.
This store is Yung Wo Tong.
Uh-huh.
It's a different name than before, does it?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a full.
He might have a building. I heard something about that.
Okay.
Chen Gao Xing.
Right.
Chen Gao Xing.
Right.
Yeah, I understand he probably didn't occupy, he probably has an office in one of the stores.
But you never...
No, I don't have any, didn't have any contact with him.
Yeah,
but he was still, when I realized it, he was still, you know, still alive. But
he wasn't around then?
I think he was around, but I didn't, not too much aware of his activities.
I see.
But I know he's an interpreter.
Yeah. Interpreter and minister.
Was he a minister?
I might be wrong. Yeah.
Well, you can ask Caroline.
Yes, right. Yeah. I have to go back and ask
Caroline. Yeah.
And this is, have you ever seen this kind of called Guanyin Cha Che or something?
No.
Yeah,
in my time, this is pretty old.
Very
this is
old,
born
right.
in the 80s.
And this is also Johnny a building.
Right. Right.
And it's sort of different.
They have a little thing here, see?
See what is upstairs here? Is this like a patio or is
it? No, it's like a veranda.
I see.
Veranda. What we used to do is we plant flowers out there.
Oh,
put a little
I
bench
see.
Out there and plant flowers.
I see. So they are veranda.
Yeah.
Here is Wei Liang
Gong
So. Do you remember
that? That's originally of Zhonghua Wei Gun.
Was that right?
Yeah. That's what they call it. Before Zhonghua Wei Gun.
Do you know anything about Wei Liang?
No.
Okay.
I heard about that. Yeah.
Someone mentioned about Wei Liang was also organized for protection of the produce market people.
No.
Is there any connection?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Protection
and
of the...